hope you're having a good Thanksgiving. I've put together a few leftovers for you tonight. Here on another Radio Munson.
Seems like old times. Having you to walk with seems like old times. Having you to talk with, and it's still a thrill just to have my arms around you. Still a thrill that it was the day I found you. Seems like old times. Dinner dates and flowers just like the great old times. Staying up for hours, making dreams come true, doing things we used to do. Seems like old times, being here with you.
Back in the Arthur Godfrey days, Arthur would be saying, "How are you? How are you? How are you?" Yeah, that's the high lows. Kicking off another Radio Munson. It's leftovers night here as we finish up Thanksgiving. I'm sure there are people serving Thanksgiving dinner right now, but for the majority, I would think it's now after a sort of sluggish afternoon, after a meal, what, noontime to, say, 4 o'clock, somewhere in that range. Now you're beginning to think, well, wait a minute, maybe I could eat a little bit more. And your eye is toward the refrigerator. That's why I've laid out a few leftovers, sort of buffet style, here this evening on Radio Munson. We're just a little ways up Dove Mountain in Tucson, Arizona, this evening. Hope you've been having a good Thanksgiving day. A lot of the turkey is gone. Looks like, my golly, it looks like Catherine Russell is strutting around with some barbecue this evening. Thank you.
Dixieland. Oh, listen, listen to the band. Well, I'd like to hear them play while I'm picking on a juicy rib. Oh, baby, strutting, ain't it grand? Give me another helping of that Dixieland. Hey, waiter, please, another rib or two. We'll go strutting, strutting with some barbecue.
With some barbecue here on Thanksgiving night with Catherine Russell and a great band that pianist Mark Shane put together, featuring John Eric Kelso playing that trumpet, the same trumpet solo that Louis Armstrong played years ago. That song is credited to Pops, and Catherine Russell should know it well because her dad, Louis Russell, was a collaborator, an arranger, and a musical director for Louis Armstrong for a lot of years. Cat Russell, she's pretty special. It's going to have to do for Dixieland for the immediate future, at least until the real thing comes along, which is a song title, by the way, Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Van Alexander's band brings it back one more time.
Thank you.
That's smooth, isn't it? 1936, first time that song was exposed to the public. And Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. That was the name of the band. It did it in 1936. The Hi-Los later did it. Fats Waller recorded that. A lot of big stars recorded that song. Billie Holiday, Sinatra, June Christie, Coleman Hawkins, a great saxophonist. I'm Don Munson. Here's a great alto saxophonist, Johnny Hodges, who played with Ellington's band all of those years, with Duke Ellington at the keyboard, and Harry Sweets Edison playing trumpet, Joe Jones on drums, and Sam Jones on bass, and the Wabash Blues. Thank you. Duke Ellington just loved to jam with the great soloists that he had in the Duke Ellington Orchestra, the famous Duke Ellington Orchestra it was always billed as. That's Johnny Hodges playing alto saxophone. And the one and only Harry Sweets Edison playing that trumpet. Joe Jones is the drummer, Sam Jones playing bass, and of course, Edward Kennedy Ellington playing piano. Here on, well, you're right smack dab in the middle, in fact, of Radio Munson.
Pick me a town in any clime where people like a rockin' time. Stay awake both day and night till everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. 10 Cadillacs, a diamond mill, 10 suits of clothes to dress to kill, a 10-room house, some barbecue, and 50 chicks not over 22. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. Bands with chorus girls, a street that's paved with natural pearls, a wagon load of bonds and stocks, then open up the door at Fort Knox and throw me smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. A lot of bread, gangs of meat, oodles of butter, something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonate of soda by the pound. Now throw me smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle, and let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Woody Herman singing with his band here on Radio Munson. Monster. Henry Mancini recorded that thing as a TV show theme back in the late 1970s. Was Mancini best at doing movie themes or TV themes or doing jazz or doing marches? He recorded albums of marches. Henry Mancini just arranged some wonderful things across the board. That was, do you know the show from which that comes? Familiar song, right? It was a song that opened up a show called What's Happening, a comedy show that was on a situation comedy from 1976 through 1979. What's Happening? Well, Mancini's happening here on Radio Munson. Let's do another Mancini thing of a different stripe. It's the old song called Cherokee. Henry Mancini's great music, he arranged some interesting stuff. That's his version of Cherokee, Indian love song. Charlie Barnett, the band leader, wrote that song. We'll play something by Charlie Barnett's alto with his band coming up here in just a few minutes on Radio Munson. My email address is don@wglt.org. You know, I always love to hear from you, hear where you're listening this time on Thanksgiving night. Glad you're along. We can see the moon here. I don't know about where you are, but I'm just a little ways up Dove Mountain in Tucson, Arizona. And it's a big old full moon tonight.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. That old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing, their light can't hold a candle. to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes me with love. That you stole old from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this robot too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing, that light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. Devil moon in your eyes, just when I think I'm free as a dove. Oh, devil moon deep in your eyes, lies me with love. With love, with love.
Anita O'Day peering up at the old devil moon, thanks to Bill Holman's great arrangement. On Radio Munson on Thanksgiving night, did you eat too much? I think we're going to have to move around a little bit and let it settle. Let's face the music and dance here with Vic Damone this evening.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music, that mother music. Let's face the music and dance.
Well, you could hardly consider Vic Damone a jazz singer, but he liked to sing the upbeat things every once in a while. They always said he had maybe the best pure voice. of all of those Italian-American singers, of whom Sinatra, of course, was one. I'm Don Munson. Here's a song that Jerome Kern wrote, and it was being hummed 100 years ago today. It was first introduced in the 1914 musical, The Girl from Utah. It was in the fall of 1914, and it remained a viable show through 1915. One of five new numbers added to the show by Jerome Kern for its Broadway debut in 1914. The show had originated in Britain, but the impresario Charles Frohman, who was putting on the thing in the United States, had felt it needed some additional material to enliven the run here. It was mostly waltzes in the original show, but Kern liked to write foxtrots, and this one became Jerome Kern's first major song success. It's Oscar Peterson with his trio and Clark Terry's trumpet, and They Didn't Believe Me. Isn't that a great song? Clark Terry playing trumpet with Oscar Peterson's piano and his trio, and They Didn't Believe Me, Jerome Kern. Well, We're here until 9 o'clock Central Time on Radio Munson. Here's something from Tony Bennett.
For there's a change in the weather. There's a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. That ain't enough. Then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made.
Yeah.
There's a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different and my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strap my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made. Be some changes. There'll be some changes. There'll be some changes. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes.
of smiles from Charlie Barnett's band. Charlie Barnett played a heck of an alto saxophone, didn't he? Smiles. Here on Radio Munson. Everybody's smiling now. It's been a good Thanksgiving. I hope you've had a good Thanksgiving wherever you are listening this evening. We're doing some leftovers tonight, things I've been meaning to play and just haven't gotten around to, some musical leftovers. That's Kevin Axt playing the bass there with David Toll's drums and Corey Allen on piano, Larry Koontz on guitar, and Cheryl Bentine doing the vocal.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and another reason why you're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. But when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. And you're confection, goodness knows, and you're my honey. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, 'cause you're my honey, honey. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your perfection, goodness knows, and you're my honey, honey, honey. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. On the avenue, people look at you, and I know just what they do. Your perfection, goodness knows, and you're my honey.
Manhattan Transfer and her friends, and Honeysuckle Rose. Ella Fitzgerald did much the same arrangement years ago, and I think Cheryl Bentine really does it justice. Well, it's been a long Thanksgiving day, and everybody sort of has their feet up right now. Snoring is prohibited, I have to say, on this show. However, we're on sort of the nighttime part of Thanksgiving. I was wondering about Willie Nelson's, one of his signature songs called Nightlife. I wonder how many times Willie recorded that song, Nightlife. He, probably the most unique, if unique is not an absolute, which of course it is. The unique version, I will say, of Nightlife must be Willie Nelson with the great trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. Marsalis had his guys backing him. They brought a couple of Willie's men as well, Mickey Raphael most notably, to play a little harp, a little harmonica, and a great live version of Nightlife.
Goes down, you're gonna find me hanging around a nightlife. Ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me. Used to be easy. And the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. The blues are saying, mine is just another sea from the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't no good life. Thank you. listen to the blues. And listen to what the blues are saying. Just another scene. From the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't no good life. But it's my life.
With Wynton Marsalis at Jazz at Lincoln Center. I believe that was in the Rose Room. They have a couple of rooms there, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola and the Rose Room, both with beautiful views of Midtown Manhattan. And that was part of an album that that Willie and Wynton did together, blending the music each one of them likes best. And doing it very well, seems to me. Left overnight tonight here on Radio Munson. I don't have any food leftovers. We ate out at Thanksgiving dinner today. Went to the Hacienda del Sol, notorious, but that wouldn't be the right word. But a ranch resort in the foothills of the Catalina Mountains here, sort of north of Tucson, just north of Tucson. Been there since 1929. And all the hoi polloi would go there in the past. John Wayne, Clark Gable are among the movie stars who were there. And it's said that the Hacienda's Casita Grande was the favorite romantic hideaway of Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. It was fun. It was delicious, of course. But I'm telling you right now, the first eatery that provides boxes of pre-put-together leftovers for their guests will woo a lot more people who are hesitant to eat at a restaurant on Thanksgiving because you ordinarily don't get any leftovers later on. Think about it. Here's Charlie Spivak's great theme song called Star Dreams.